Good morning. 00 hours. Fog. 30 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Fog. 30 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Fog. 30 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Fog. 31 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 31 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Fog. 32 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Fog. 33 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Rain. 34 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Rain. 33 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Rain. 34 degrees.
Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Fog.
34 degrees.
Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement.
Good morning. 1100 hours.
Rain.
36 degrees.
Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Fog.
36 7 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours.
Rain,
38 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours.
Fog,
38 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours.
Rain,
39 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours.
Rain,
40 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours.
Fog,
41 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours.
Fog,
42 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours.
Fog,
46 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours.
Cloudy,
56 degrees.
Good evening, this is Matt, Service at U with the U of M Sunday night. This is every Sunday night at 8 p.m. And this is Service at U of M repeater. This is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I will take check-ins in the following order. I will take first check-ins from mobile, portable, and short-time stations, then from echoing stations, then from all other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations wishing to check in to the U of M Sunday night net? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in to the U of M Sunday night net? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Any and all stations for the U of M Sunday night net, please call now.
Go Bravo 8 Oscar, India Sierra John.
Charlie 8 Tango Oscar, Don.
8 Echo Mike Victor, Ed.
Okay, CBOS, ETHO, and W8. WHMV, anyone else? Nothing heard. It was a really rainy day like this late afternoon here. I thought rain was really coming down, and I was going to go out and look at my new gutters and see how they were handling water, but I decided that I'd rather not get wet. I was curious whether they were actually working the way they were supposed to, but that's about all I've done today. Anyhow, what do you have for us, John? It'll be probably HBO.
Hey, Matt, TDHOS. Nothing. Got the grandkids here for the week. So, hold on. County. You want to say hi?
Hi.
All right. That's his first contact. That's you, Matt. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. KB8 to last.
Hi, your grandkids, and Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year to everyone. Let's see. Up next is ACTL, and you'll be followed by EMV. Go ahead, Don.
Thanks, Matt. ACTL, Don. Not much U of M Club-related news. The repeaters on Wolverine Tower are all gone now since the plan from U of M is to tear it down late spring, and I was told anything we don't get out of there in January or February, we lose. So Arrow has went in mostly a little bit earlier, and then the big crunch was 5 days ago Tuesday. Antennas are taken down, feed lines taken down, radios hauled away, so I don't think there's really anything of value left. So all those are off the air. The 2-meter, the 220, the 440 DMR. We're looking for temporary locations, but for now, the number of repeaters in the area has declined by 3. So, so be it. That's life. Buildings don't last forever, and that was 50 years old. That's it for this round. ACQ.
50 years seems like a really short time frame for the amount of resources that goes into building something like that. Let's see. Also, the Arrow Monday Night Night is currently running on the 7-4 repeater. That's where they've moved it, so 9-6 is off the air. And my understanding is the DMR is supposed to temporarily be on low antenna at Michigan Broadband on at Carpenter and I think Ellsworth or somewhere in that area sometime soon. So there will be some of them, the DMR will be still on the air, I think. I don't know. That kind of segues into a question I had for EMV, which is I've been trying to run the DMR net off of a repeater in Detroit and a repeater in Novi. And last week I got one check-in, this week I got no check-ins. I don't know if it's that the two people that always check in are just out of town because it's Christmas, or if if I'm actually going out to the network in the same way. So I kind of have a little bit of that question for EMV, but anyhow, what do you have for SWEMV? You're at bottom list. Go ahead.
This is WEMV. Thanks, Matt, for taking the net. On the DMR question, it's been a couple weeks since I've even tried to get on the DMR net, so I don't know if the usual suspects are out of town or have other plans or whatnot, but if you need a hotspot to run the net, I do have an open spot 4 that could be repurposed for that if you're having a hard time getting through to a DMR repeater, although I would hope that the rehome to Michigan Broadband would take care of that, but in a pinch, I do have 2 hotspots and not a need for both of them at any one time, so temporary loan is certainly in the cards if you need it. You'd have to reprogram it because it's got my DMR ID in it, but other than that, it would be yours as you need it. On the radio and computing front, I have a Pi 400 that I've set up in the attic to be my radio workstation, shack computer. Seems to be working fine. I've got a second machine running OpenWebRx so that I can get a bandscope up when I'm doing 2 meters, and I can see the signal that I'm sending in from downstairs, so I'm pretty sure that whatever is working is working, so all good. All right, with that, back to net. This is WADMV.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for the offer of the line of the hotspot. I don't know, actually what I really need is a second station to test with to be able to see if it's really going out in the network. I kind of wonder if maybe something is wrong with, like, those repeaters have lost their network connection or something like that. I wonder if the one check-in we had last week was on the local repeater versus I'm at Brandmeister Network. I wonder if it's something weird like that is happening. I wonder if it really is actually going on the network. Maybe I'll see if I can contact some of the people too. Dana hasn't checked in a while, but I don't have contact information for him. He probably has contact information for the other two stations, so I can maybe try asking that way too. I don't know. Maybe I'll see if it's if anyone checks in next week, and then start investigating after that. Let's see. And I think that's all I had to say about that. Anyhow, thanks for that. Anyone else for the U of M Sunday night? This is WSAU. Please call now. Great, nothing further. This is WSAU bringing the U of M Sunday night net to a close with four check-ins at the time of 10, well, you started a minute late, so 9 minutes. Thanks to everyone that checked in, and thanks to WUM for the use of repeater. This is WSAUM clearing QSY to the, actually, I think I might, actually, I'm clear, but I may see if EMV is still around. I've got a question from, anyhow, this is WSAU, and I'm clear of the net at least.
WSAU, this is WADMV. Matt, if you give me a minute or two, I'll track down my DMR rig and make sure it's got a fully charged battery, and we can run a quick test to make sure that you're getting into whatever you think you're getting into.
That's exactly what I was going to ask WADMV.
But stay on this channel, or when I come back with the radio, I'll call. WSAU, this is WADMV.
WADMV, this is WSAU. Did you call me? Because I just heard you call.
This is WADMV for WSAU. I've got my mobile rig tuned to Hotspot Michigan, which should come in through my hotspot at home. If you want to set up to monitor the 3126 channel, we can do some tests.
Yeah, I should be listening to it through this 444 at that O repeater in Detroit. So I can either transmit, or you can transmit and see which of us hears. In fact, I think I'll just go and put a call in there.
Matt, I just sent my call out. I don't know if you could hear it or not, but my hotspot shows activity on Talk Group 3126.
Someone just replied to me on that repeater saying I need to program my radio properly, but didn't tell me what was wrong, which is what's the proper way, I'm trying to think of a word here to use that I can you're using in an amateur radio. Anyhow, yeah, so that was nice.
Rick, you're using one that has had the radio ID updated to start with 3, because in the past there were some issues with the old radio IDs that started with a 1. I know you have that in the problem. I thought you'd sorted that out, so I don't know what the error you're getting is.
I don't think I'm getting an error. I think it's the, I did something that the owner of that repeater doesn't like, and I don't know what that was.
Detroit repeater, one of the MI5 repeaters, or is it a Brandmeister repeater?
That would be a great question. I think they said something about MI5, although it was listed as a Brandmeister repeater, so I don't know what the difference is either.
An MI5 repeater, it'll have a different set of talk groups and different protocols for use, so it's entirely possible that you can reach it over RF, but can't make use of it for the Michigan talk group, T3126, because that talk group doesn't exist on MI5.
Yeah, it would be great if this stuff was like well-documented somewhere. I found a webpage that had a list of what were supposedly DMR repeaters, and DMR repeaters are connected to Brandmeister, but they also I also had some repeaters I knew were no longer around and listed on it, so I don't know, I know that list was not entirely accurate.
And since a repeater can switch from one thing to another on relatively short notice, and since hams don't tend to be all that good at telling people, except over the air, what they're doing, that can be a problem. I did find a map on Dana's site of repeaters. It doesn't have frequencies, but it does list a WLRK repeater at Howell. Is it possible you could reach that one?
Possible. It's kind of hard to, because there's sort of a ridge like right around where the stadium is. It's kind of hard to get stuff to the west and the north, or northwest and west like that. But possible I could reach that one. We can try Nova here. It'd be nice if, like I said, it'd be nice if the stuff was documented there. But anyhow, I'm going to put a call out Nova and see if you can hear.
We'll be monitoring.
All right, I'm guessing you didn't hear me that time either, so is it you?
Didn't hear you that time either. I'm not monitoring. Boy, how else can we figure out what's going on? I'm not not hearing you through the Novi repeater. WDMB.
Yeah, my bet would be on MI5 took over a couple of the previously brand mic repeaters, and they are not documented, so the two repeaters that I seem to be able to reach are no longer connected to the brand mic network.
Make a certain amount of sense. Let me see if Dana's website has any current information about repeaters. Just a sec while I'm looking. Matt, I'm going to try repeater book and see if it comes up with any information.
Yeah, I just found a list of MI5 repeaters, which is those two repeaters. So basically, they should have, instead of telling me that that my radio was configured wrong, was that they're not on the network that I thought they were on. So that was a nice little move by whoever said that. I don't know if they even ideas from the thing, but is it you? This is WMV. UMV, this is WSAU.
Do you think you could possibly reach Manchester? Because it looks like, am I reading this wrong? Yeah, it looks like KB8POO has a repeater in Manchester, West Austin, Grossman Road.
I can give it another try. No, I couldn't hear it before, but I didn't necessarily turn the antenna that way. Which is color one here? Is that the correct code for it?
See it listed as color code one, DMR ID 311476, and Manchester area, the coverage range nominally includes Ann Arbor, but it would be at the edge of their list. Are you looking at the repeater book entry for it?
Looking at the memory channel on my radio that I programmed a couple weeks ago.
I'm gonna try, and we'll see if I can hear you.
Yeah, no, it didn't. It's not connecting to the repeater. It's not handshaking with the repeater. It can't hear me, or I can't hear it one or the other. Although I'm not 100% sure where I should be in pointing my antenna, so that could be part of the problem too. Maybe I need to put that map here and see exactly where Manchester is. Stand by for a second.
Then roughly speaking, southwest is what you're after, but I don't know the exact degree.
Nope. I was a little bit northwest, but now that I've got southwest, it's still not hearing me. It's still not handshaking with the repeater, so I can't get into Manchester from here. WEMV, this is WSAU.
This is WAVMV. Well, the only thing I can suggest is if you want to try work close enough, you could, you're not going to be able to hit my hotspot. You're welcome to try, but this thing has got such a tiny antenna and such little power. Even if it heard you, you're not going to be able to hear it back.
That would be a whole configuration thing that would have to happen. Although I wouldn't discount it being able to talk to you, since it's probably like 1 watt or so would probably do it from a mile or so we're apart, or I think probably like half mile we're apart. But especially with the beam that's got it's like 6 or 8 or 10 dB of gain, it would probably be able to do it that way. But I'm going to QSY to the RFCnet right here, right now, and see if I can maybe figure out just, oh, and, you know, I wonder if that Manchester repeater is even on the air, just because that was the problem, is, like, a bunch of these seemed to be listed and didn't seem to be there, like there's a couple of Detroit ones that should have heard me, and they didn't, so, anyhow, thanks for helping me try and troubleshoot this. I will apparently have to troubleshoot further. This is WAMV, this is WSAU, and I'm going to QSY to the RFCnet.
Hey, Matt, this is WADMV, also QSY to RPC on 145.15.
Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement.
This is W8BDI listening. Whiskey 8 Bravo Delta India listening.
Special weather statement. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.